Welcome to Uncover Wealth Radio, episode 206, How Much Should I Reinvest Into My Business? So let's dive in. How much should I reinvest into my business? Well, firstly, I want to address what reinvestment actually is. Because when you invest in something, you are doing it with the expectation of a positive return of money. So when you are reinvesting money into your business, this is money that you have made in your business already in profit, and you're planning on keeping it in the business rather than taking it home for yourself. So that's the first thing to recognize, is that when you are reinvesting, that is money you are not delivering to you and your family. Therefore, you must have a good strategy around the reinvesting it into your business, because you're taking away from your family. Secondly, when you are reinvesting, you want to make sure that you are actually receiving a return. So do you have a solid, implementable plan in place that will deliver you a return on this money? And by a return, we mean if you're putting £1 in, you're getting more than £1 back out. So it's delivering you something positive financially. If you understand these two things, then by all means, you can reinvest any surplus that you do have. And by surplus, I mean we are already accounting for our expenses in our business. We are making sure that we have money set aside for all of our tax obligations, whether they be corporate tax, whether they be payroll taxes, whether that be is VAT or some kind of sales tax. We are making sure that money is set aside. And it's not that we're reinvesting into our business. We need to make sure that's completely set aside. We are taking out the money that we need as a family from the business. And then the remainder is the profit in the business. That is the amount that you could distribute to shareholders. That shareholder may just be yourself if you are the only person owning, running, and managing the business. And the other option is to reinvest it in your business. So you can choose to reinvest that profit amount, but only after you make sure your tax obligations and money is set aside for your tax obligations that you will have in association to the profit you've already made. And you make sure that you are taking out the money that you need as a family from the business over that time period, and that all your expenses and creditors are paid. We do not reinvest money if we are overdue owing other people money. We cannot be reinvesting under those circumstances. So those other people could be HMRC, they could be the tax man, or they could be other creditors. If you are running up debts in your business, there is no way you should be reinvesting. You should be paying down those debts. That includes suppliers, that includes business credit cards, whatever they may be. Those things need to be getting paid down before you consider reinvesting. It is not a safe strategy to be reinvesting if you are building up debt in your business. So I hope that's been useful in thinking about how much you should reinvest in your business, in understanding the strategy behind deciding what to reinvest. And yes, some people might say, well, if I owe lots of people money and I take this money and I reinvest it, I'm going to have more money, so I'll be able to pay them back and I'll be able to pay myself as well. I'll have this double win. But that's not a sound financial strategy. That is taking a big risk, that if your reinvestment does not pay off, you have no money to pay these people and you will go bankrupt if you run out of money. So what I advise are sound financial strategies. I'm not going to advise you to do, you know, all on red or black type financial strategies in your business. I'm going to advise you to do sound financial strategies that are going to work in the long term and help you build a sustainable and financially healthy business. So that is what this is about. This is not about risking it all and seeing what happens. So that is my advice around reinvesting money in your business. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you do like what I share, please do come and subscribe to the podcast, perhaps even leave a review so that other people can find this podcast as well and benefit from everything that I am sharing.
Also, if you enjoyed, I would love if you want to take a screenshot of this episode, share it out onto your social media platforms. If you do, please, please do tag me. I'm Annette_Fergs on both Twitter and Instagram. So if you tag me, I can come along, give you a follow, give you a like and some love over there as well. Until next time.